So, we'll start to list for today. We have a lot to get through. I really want to start but we start a few little things, so we'll see what we can do. Chaim was just showing me that the in the Kapach version of the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, he quotes, he has a different, text that he quotes in the footnotes, which makes it seem like mitzvah bo yoser b'shlucha, mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. Both are situations where there's a specific benefit and parallel benefits, v'yachta l'riachta kamocha in the case of the ish, and also the parallel, not quite a violation of the hafta l'riachta. You have the line there, if you don't mind?
Just
Meaning connecting the ba yosem b'shlucha to that part of it, which is kind of what I was suggesting. Meaning that the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos wasn't saying that there are, like the Pashtus of the Gemara, that there's one din of Yehavtalach Kamocha, and then there's another din of Mitzvah Bo Yosar Bishlucho, but that doesn't express itself particularly in a dramatic way with regard to him, because, you know, there's a more basic reason, so it expresses itself with regard to her. Rather, that the Rambam is reading the Gemara that Mitzvah Bo Yosar Bishlucho, Mitzvah Bo Yosar Bishlucho itself is contingent upon, you know, there being, you know, this kind of toeles of bo yoser mibishukol. So if you have that particular girsa, that's true on the bo and the ba. But I guess there are different girsos in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, so the other possibility is that he either is, you know, ignoring this halacha or thinks that there are two dinim. It's a little bit hard. It's a little bit hard to figure out. Okay, but thank you for bringing that to my attention. And so the last thing that we discussed was the different views of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. We were trying to develop, number one, the possibility that this is part of a bigger question of shlichus in general. When does shlichus work, and when does shlichus work but it's not preferred? There's a parallel between those two kind of questions, perhaps, and that's why some of the discussions in terms of batirim and preventing isurim, and when there is a personal element of kiyumim. And then, of course, there are also the very specifics. That's question number one. Question number two, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, relating to the particular assessment of the application of the shlichus in question. Namely, are we talking about something which is more personal or more legal, jurisdictional, and so on? And then, of course, the idea of kavod Shabbos and Ishus, and what about Ishus is more personal. I was suggesting for the Marach or Zerua that it's not that he thinks that the only time you say, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho is in a situation where the shliach is put in a bad situation. I think, having read it again, what I was saying yesterday, I'm reiterating what I said yesterday, which is that he's not saying that. It's his way of highlighting that when it comes to Ishus, shlichus is particularly lacking a dimension because I think the way he's saying it is, the Rambam is saying, I think, in Mishnah Torah, that shlichus, not doing it b'shlichus, but doing it, you know, ba'atzmo, adds a dimension of kavod, and that's why it's bo yosem b'shlucha, like kavod Shabbos. I think it's those are the only two for the Rambam and Yad HaChazakah. Slightly different than the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos. But for the Rach or Zerua, I think what we're saying is similar to what we were saying for some of the Kedushin Shniim people, which is that, except he's kind of accentuating it in a different way. What he's saying is that, you know, for the Shliach to go ahead and do this would, in a way, not just be removing, or, you know, the personal touch or the personal element, but in addition to that, it's almost like a jarring note, you know, because the shliach, you know, for him it's not a dvar simcha. For him it's a dvar etzev, right? You know, he, you know, is putting this candidate, he's out of reach. So in a way, you know, that. But again, what I'm suggesting for the Marach or Zerua is that because the ishus or even the erusin is viewed by him as something which is progressing towards the Nisuin, and therefore is a dvar simcha. So to be a shliach in a dvar simcha when for you, you know, it's quite the opposite, you know, makes, you know, preferable mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha. Again, these are, you know, not radical differences, but slight but important differences. Yeah. So do you want to ask something?
All right. Wouldn't be saying that like you can't make a shliach to the konis hakam hefker.
Correct. I don't. My guess is that he would not apply it to something like that, because again, if the rule was that, you know, that we only say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, or we'll say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho in any case where the shliach is unhappy, then that would be a great. That's a good hechatimtzi that you thought of, right? Because you know you want him to do that. But I don't. I'm not. My impression is that's not what he has in mind. I think what he has in mind is that the nature of the action that he's doing is an action. In a way, it's, you know, it's not so far from what we were saying for the Miri, right? The Miri says that the reason that you need a kedushin shniyim is because the shliach can't do the nesuin, right? He's just saying it one way, and the Mar Harzur is saying we can't have. You know, we'd prefer that the shliach not do this because, you know, for him, it's almost opposite of what the action really is. So it's not, you know, captured by the shlichus. Right. But being kone dvar hefker has nothing to do with simcha. So he might be, you know, you know, I'm doing it for him. I could have had it for myself. But, you know, that's irrelevant. So that's a really good way of crystallizing the problem. Yeah.
What if the shlich is like a sibling or something?
What's what? I think the Marachor Zarua wouldn't make a difference. I mean, again, you know, he could be his wife, it could be his wife, you know.
But I'm saying that it's more of a kesher, he's happy, sibling, he's happy that you're getting.
Yeah, well, I don't mean Simchas Hagavra here. What I really mean, well, let's say it's your best friend, you know, or he's maybe even your Shoshbinim. I don't mean how happy he is, Lamaisa. What I mean is that structurally, I think what the Marachor Zarua is saying is that, you know, Erisin, you know, has a certain, you know, objective as a category, right? It has a certain status. But for kola olam, it's also the kola olam kula. That's true for a brother, and it's true for a best friend. He might even be the shadchan, you know, or the shishbinin. But it doesn't make a difference. What we mean is that, again, I think the Rambam is going to tell you, no, it's about the personal benefit of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. Marachor Zarua is saying, well, in a situation where the shlichus doesn't quite capture it, because institutionally and objectively, you know, it's almost in some respects, you know, a downer, or there's, you know, a certain level of ambivalence. I don't mean personally; I just mean institutionally. So that's why I don't think it makes a difference.
You think there are exceptions?
Like, what do you mean?
Understood institutionally.
Institutional. I'm saying anybody but the Baal is not going to, you know, have the din simcha with of this kasher. I'm not talking about whether there's simchas hagavra. I'm talking about whether there's simchas hachefza, if you will, meaning the ishus, you know, is a simcha for the baal and for the isha. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, it's also simcha for Klal Yisrael and for his friends and his relatives, but for them it's also an oser. I think that's what the Marachor Zarua is saying. It's an oser for the shliach. It's not. It's a matir for the baal. That's true, you know, no matter how.
The shliach is married to her sister.
What?
The shliach is already married to her sister.
Oh, now you're really getting creative.
No, I'm saying.
So I don't think that would matter either, but that's a little better than the.
Is it emphasis on the silver or emphasis on the ocean?
I personally think that what he's saying is that institutionally, I think he's really saying that, you know, Erison is the first step to Nesuin, it's Tchilas HaSimcha. And a shliach can't have that because he's, you know, excluded from it. Now you're asking a clever question. You know, you both came up with clever hechatimtzis, you know. So very good. No, I'm serious. So you're saying, oh, and let's say he's already excluded anyway, so you don't have the bite, right? You don't have the negative. But of course you don't have the, you know, the tchilas, you know, ha'ishus, you know, simcha either. So what would I say then? If I was a betting man, I would still say it's the same thing. But I hear it, at least. You know, it's compared to your first case, which is just Simchas HaGavra, this one's no downer, Right, but it doesn't have. I think for the Merach HaRazor, the issue isn't so much the downer, but the downer is a way of highlighting that there's no, you know, kiyum. That's my suspicion, but it's a great hechtenzi. You have like, you know, Mishnah LeMelech, Minchas Chinuch esque hidden talents. We're going to remember that, both of you. Okay, that's a compliment. Right. Okay.
Usually,
it's a particular kind of a compliment, so don't get too carried away either. But
usually, when Rebbe brings the Minchas Chinuch, Rebbe's calling.
What? The Minchas Chinuch has given us so much. You know, I mean, it's a pleasure to be cholek, but I'm not cholek out of a lack of appreciation. I'm cholek out of like immense appreciation. So that's, you know, the Minchas Chinuch was a genius, you know. Well, he doesn't need me to tell you that he was a genius, but as was the Mishnah LeMelech. But they had a certain knack for coming up with hechtenzis that reflected like a deep intuitive and also just, you know, a brilliance, you know, of case building, you know, like, you know, it's like, you know, a Benjamin Franklin, you know, esque, you know, kind of a thing. But, you know, Lahavdil, of course. But which could be a litmus test for conceptual, you know, issues, which is amazing. Okay. I mean, you have to work, you know, long and hard and have a track record to really be the Minchas Chinuch of the Mishnah. Like, I don't want to give you a swath of it. But, you know, finding, highlighting cases is a talent. Yeah. Okay? Good. So now let's move on to the next point that we have to address. The next point that we have to address is mitzvah ba yoser mi bishlucha. We just talked about it a little in the Pirshei Mishnayos. What is that mitzvah, etc.? So we know that, right? What do we know about it? The question of the Ran.
Right. So he says, the growing Ran says, is the mitzvah for a Ruper. So he says,
there's no pure mitzvah period of Arivia for the Isha. So this seems to be a problem. So let's talk about the different formulations in the Rishonim and where that brings us for just a couple of minutes. So again, the Ran's question, we'll call it the Ran's question, right, is a good question, but it's based on an assumption, seemingly. Namely,
that the mitzvah we're talking about is
Piri of Arabia. Now, the truth of the matter is that really absolutely true or not? I mean, is it absolutely true that the Ran's question is based on the assumption that the mitzvah here is Piri of Arabia? It certainly sounds that way. And, you know, I'd like at least to raise the question whether it necessarily needs to be that way. Okay, that sounds very complicated, so I'll explain what I mean. The Ran asks, Piri of Arivia doesn't apply to women, so there's no mitzvah, but we know that there's an answer, you know, crying out to be given, and that is, we're not talking about Piri of Arivia, we're talking about the mitzvah of Kiddushin Nisuin, Kiddushin and Nisuin, etc. So the question I really am asking is the Ran's question irrelevant, you know, for the Rambam Udi'ime? That sounds like why are you looking for trouble kind of a question. Okay, but we're always looking for a little bit of trouble. By that I mean to raise the question which I've hinted at, which is, to what extent are Piri of Arivia and the mitzvah of Kiddushin and Nisuin completely separate and distinct? Right? So just to take some perspectives on this, so we know the Shitas HaRosh, it comes, you know, immediately to mind, right? Namely that?
You don't have to get married.
That Piri of Arivia is the only mitzvah, and that Kiddushin is, you know, a hechsher, perhaps, for it. And, you know, these are two different institutions, you know, completely. And in the mentality of the Rosh, right, the question of the Rishonim here is about Piri of Arivia, because they think that the mitzvah is Piri of Arivia. However, I've already raised the question, and I want to pursue this a little more today, that, you know, maybe there's an overlap between these two things. That maybe, even according to the Rambam Udi'ime, and most Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Smag, the Smak, the ones who say that there's something called Piri of Arivia and there's something else called Ishus, it's still very possible that there is an overlap between these two things. In other words, that it is not coincidental, you know, that there are these two mitzvos, and that they're not completely disconnected from each other. And that could be explained in one of two ways, and they're not mutually exclusive either. Meaning that it's very appealing to think that the nature of Piri Varivya, of procreation, of bringing, you know, children into the world, of creating a family, is not completely disentangled from the environment in which such children will be raised, or the framework in which such a family is developed. So the idea that Piri Varivya, right, is completely distinct from the framework of Kiddushin or Ishus is not necessarily true. It's very attractive to think that, you know, there's a mitzvah called Piri Varivya, but that Ein Adoma, Piri Varivya, that takes place in the framework of a Kiddusha environment of Ishus to one that does not. You might even think, you know, this runs into a little bit of problem, perhaps, here and there, when we think about certain Gemaras. You know, Gemara discusses, you know, whether a Gershon is Gayer, you know, perhaps, you know, what didn't fulfill his Piri Varivya, you know, when he Bigiyuso for his Gerus. That would seem to fly in the face of all. You might say it depends on that sugya, but there seem to be other issues in that sugya too, including the doctrine of Gershon is Gayer Kukatan Shinola Dami, and to what extent he has continuity with his past. I don't want to get into all that right now, but the point I'm trying to make is that even if we were to take the view that a person who fulfills his Piri Varivya, I'm sorry, even if we were to take the view that a person is not Mechuyev but Piri Varivya when he has children outside of a Kedusha environment, that does not preclude there being this connection. In other words, what we might say is that, or to take the Rosh's example for, you know, as a Hechatimtzi, the Rosh points out that if you have children with a Pilegesh or with a Pnuya, that it seems like everybody agrees that you fulfill your mitzvah period of Arabia, right? It's unlikely that the Rishonim, you know, will argue that in such a situation you have a Chiyuv period of Arabia. Again, even in Gershon is Gayer, there's such a possibility in a discussion. However, if you ask me, one could still suggest the following distinction. You may not be Mechuyev Piri Varivya if you have brought into the world, you know, the requisite amount of children. That doesn't mean that you have the full Kiyum of Piri Varivya. There's no Chiyuv Piri Varivya under such conditions. So really what I'm asking is, for the Kiyum of Piri Varivya, right, and especially for the full Kiyum of Piri Varivya, is it possible that the context of Ishus and Kedusha is a factor? That's question number, that's one direction. The other direction is it sensible to think that if there is a independent mitzvah of Kiddushin v'Nisuin, that still Piri Varivya, you know, plays a role in that? In other words, that the idea of you know, not having, not only having this bond, but this bond being solidified, you know, and expressed and deepened, you know, by also the responsibility of a family and the extension of that bond, that's Piri Varivya as a kiyum in the Ishus. When we say v'davak b'ishto and lo tov hayos adam levado and al ken yazov, you know, isha sava v'yasimo, and we also say v'hoya lebatzer echad, and Chazal say that that means children, right? So as we discussed, one way is to look at it, if you're the Rosh, you might say all of this is just a hakdama and a hechsher to the v'hoya lebatzer echad, which is the children. But certainly if you don't hold that way, so you could either say there are two completely different dinim that have nothing to do with each other, you know, which is what a lot of people think, or you might say that there's a kesher, and that is already reflected in that very early pasuk in the Torah. Maybe there's a v'davak b'ishto and a lo tov hayos adam, and there's an ezer kenegdo, and all of that is ratcheted up significantly by v'hoya lebasar echad. And the same is true in the opposite direction. Namely, v'hoyel basar echad, right, in a framework of v'davak b'ishto, is a different v'hoyel basar echad. That's really what I'm asking. And if that were the case, so then we might care about Piri of Arivia, even if we're focused on the mitzvah of Ishus. And we might even want to ask something like the Ran's question. We might say, but we just have to reframe the question. In other words, instead of saying, you know, where is the Isha's, you know, mitzvah's Piri of Arivia, right? The Gemara says in Yevamah she doesn't have one. What we might have said is as follows. Ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shlucha. Ha'ish mitzkadesh bo b'shlucha. Right? And it's mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. And the mitzvah that we're referring to is not Piri of Arivia, but the act of kiddushin and nesuin. Right? But is it conceivable that she has this mitzvah when she doesn't have the mitzvah of Piri of Arivia? In other words, not that it's the same, but that in the absence of the Pruvu, how likely is it that she has, you know, the mitzvah nisuin? Okay? That's not as acute a question as it is if the mitzvah that we're speaking of is Piri of Arivia, of course, but it could be that there is such a question. So, having said that, let's take a step back and to say the following. The Ran does seem to be asking, at least initially, at least in the Ran on the Rif, from Piri of Arivia itself, although I can't be certain anymore. So let's just look at the answers that are given to that question, and first let's discuss it from a Piri of Arivia point of view. Then when we get to the Tshuvas HaRan, and I think that Isaac agrees with me, right? I think? Well, we'll find out soon. We don't want to be presumptuous, right? But I think from our conversation the other day, when we get to the Tshuvas HaRan, maybe we're talking about the other perspective, you know, a little bit more directly. So, what is the Ran's answer? Misayeya. So, it sounds like the Ran in the Perush ala Arif, right, is not backing off. It sounds like he's saying that, you know, indeed we're talking about Piri of Arivia. Again, it could still be, well, if there's no Piri of Arivia, you know, is there likely, you know, to be the, you know, the overlap of Ishus? But it doesn't sound that way. And either way, the answer is Misayeya. Now, what does Misayeya mean? That's a little tricky. We just don't know. Right? It's an interesting phenomenon. Is Misayeya, meaning in Okanami there's no mitzvah at all, and however there's a kind of a Hechsher mitzvah, right? And then it's, you know, a little bit of a kind of a support to the Netziv, you know, in his extension of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, anyways, and that's all that we mean. Now, the idea that the woman is misayeya in the mitzvah of Piri of Arivia, in terms of the Hechsher mitzvah, I mean, that's undoubtedly minimally true. So that's a way, again, since we're not, you know, trying to be presumptuous, so we'll take the minimalist view of the Ran on the Rif, right? Misayeya, Hechsher, an extension of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, not so much a reworking or a reformulation of Piri of Arivia. However, there are a couple of other formulations, namely Miri. What does Miri say? Excellent. First name?
Azriel.
Sorry. Keep reminding me of the names.
And the mitzvah's done al yada.
Wait, no. No, that's Miri you said, yeah? Yeah. First Miri, correct. Excellent. So the Miri's first one is Hamitzvah. You have language? Hamitzvah nasis al yada. And then there's an Inami. What's okay, let's do one at a time. What do you make of that? A mitzvah nasis al yada? Could be the Ran. It could just be Misayeya.
It could just be that man doing the mitzvah, but she's kind of...
Or it could be that she's a shutuf in the mitzvah.
Right.
I mean, what he's saying is not just that it's a hechsher, like Misayeya. Misayeya has a connotation of hechsher, for sure. But a mitzvah nasis al yada could either be hechsher, could be the same thing. Or it could be she may not be mechuyev in this mitzvah, but she is involved, she's a shutaf in the Maisa mitzvah. Ah, this becomes very interesting. Like, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, okay, what if there are different levels? Does that relate to the chiyuv mitzvah, to the Maisa mitzvah, to the kiyum mitzvah, or to the hechsher mitzvah? Right? Similar question about other things. Osek mitzvah potter min mitzvah. Relates to the chiyuv, the Maisa, the kiyum, the hechsher? When do you make brachos on mitzvos? Right? Like, nashim ar mevarchos on mitzvah shesman grama, according to the Chachmei Tzorfat, and not according to the Chachmei Svarad. Right? The Rambam will tell you there's no chiyuv on mitzvah, So there is no bracha. And the Chachmei Tzarfat obviously think it doesn't depend on the chiyuv. It depends on either the Maisa, which is the formulation that we find in some, Sifras de Beirashi, certainly in some others, or the Kiyum and not the Chiyuv. Again, we're not learning Hilchos Brachos. I'm just trying to give you an example. So what does the Meiri mean when he says it's Nasis al Yada? He might mean not only that it's Misayeya, but she is a participant in the Maisa of Piri of Arivya. She's involved in the Maisa Mitzvah. What depends on being involved? Osek? Right? Tirda? Mitzvah Boyos and B'shelucho? An interesting question. But at least the Meiri, number one, seems to be possibly interpretable that she's not as mufka from the mitzvah as we think. What about number two, Inami?
The code.
Yeah.
Alpha
Pisha'imba Ase Gomor.
Mitzvah.
Ooh. Okay, so what does that mean? And it's somehow different than the first, right? That doesn't just mean Heksher. It could mean also that she's a participant. Maybe she has a Kiyum. Maybe it means something even more than that. Hard to know, but it's definitely an escalation, right? What about the Shita Lanoda Lami? Who wrote it, by the way? Right. Okay, go ahead. Midrabanan says?
Yeah, Midrabanan Miyam Chayva.
Would we read the whole thing again?
Oh,
that's Inami. I mean, the first one is Drabanan.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
That.
That's the Inami.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one, Drabanan, is interesting. And then I think the guy in the bottom, at least on mine, maybe it's Sheves, it's not Piri Varivya. Okay. I don't want to get into that right now. That's a complicated topic. But the Inami is that she's Eina Mitzuva Vyosa. What does that mean? What's Eina Mitzuva Vyosa? Kiyum HaMitzvah B'lichiyum HaMitzvah. Right? That's certainly very important. So one perspective that one could suggest for certainly Meiri number two, maybe number one, certainly possibly the Shita Lenodo Lemi number two, is that really you need a mitzvah, you don't have a chiyuv here, but she is mitzuraf too, she's a participant in maybe the Maisa, maybe even a kiyum, or maybe one is saying Maisa and the other is saying the kiyum, in the mitzvah period of Arabia. A perspective on this, an added perspective on this, I think somebody mentioned the Meshech Chachma a couple of days ago? Shmuel? Yeah, what's a Meshech Chachma? There's like a famous Meshech Chachma.
He discusses the tour that the woman has because of the pain involved.
Yeah, the Meshech Chachma has this terrific formulation where he says, like, I think it's a Derechei HaDarchei Noam kind of a thing. He says, you know, women could not be mitzuvah in period of Rivia because they're, you know, they're sakana, and there's tzar, so the Torah could not have imposed upon them the chiyuv. But at the same time, what he seems to be saying is the notion that women are somehow mufka from Piri of Arivya is very difficult to explain. I mean, the woman is the Akeres Abayas, and she's the one who gives birth. And according to many Rishonim, right, the reason that she's Pater Mimitzah Seishas Man Grama is because she's the Akeres Abayas, and that is, you know, kind of what commands her priority. So Meshech Chachma is kind of a way of saying that technically there's no chiyuv because we couldn't impose that. He's the one who takes the initiative. One could have said it a different way. He basically accentuates the ka'ev and the sakana. One could have also said, based on the Gemara, both in Kiddushin and Yevamos, you know, Derech Ha'ish, you know, it's his initiative. How can she be mechuyev to do something, you know, where she's the passive participant? So from a chiyuv point of view, technically, formally, she doesn't have the chiyuv. But in every other respect, right, she has a kiyum, she's involved in the Maisa, even on a broader level, she's of course, you know, fundamental to the mitzvah of Piri of Arivya. So even if we're speaking in terms of Piri of Arivya, we might come to the conclusion that while technically there's no mitzvah, it's more of a tour to the chiyuv, but certainly not in any way a hafka. Yeah. You have the line there? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to...
he says,
yeah. So what that means, again, This works very nicely for the same idea. It's just a different formulation in place. All these Rishonim seem to be struggling to say the same thing, and that is that women are not really excluded from Piri Yavaribya. They just technically and formally don't have the level of Chiyuv and so on, but maybe even for more technical reasons. And that Ritva is a very good example of it, because he's basically saying you can't impose this upon the individual, but of course the idea of procreation is a Jewish concept across Kedushas Yisrael. Now the Ran may be saying all of this as well, or maybe the Ran is saying something just a little bit different. But first, Ariel.
How are we reading the right before he says in the Sayyidah line, the Ran says, Mikom Yishlam, Mikom Yishlam?
Yeah, so is he saying, what I'm wondering is he just saying, Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho, because Messiah is enough for that? I think that's the Pashtus. Or is he saying, no, it isn't Messiah Makshir, it's like she's not technically Mechuyev, but, she is Mitzuraf and a partner, and maybe even an Oseh or a Mekayim in the Mitzvah. I'm not sure. I'm just saying the Ran, by using the word Messiah, that's a little bit of a more tepid word than Oseh or Eino Mitzuva V'Oseh, right, or Eino Mufka Alpha Pishenu Mechuyev Legamri. So, but I can't take a Shavua D'Oraisa that, maybe the Ran doesn't mean this too. But the way I was reading it in the more minimal way was that what he's saying before is about the din of Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. This is Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho because from Misayeh is enough for that.
Can you say that she has a Mitzvah's Kiddushin because of the Misayeh?
Well, that is obviously what I was, trying to suggest before that. I wouldn't discount it. The simple pshat of the Ran is that he's talking only about Pururbu. But what I was suggesting before is that there's another way to look at this whole discussion, right? And that is, even if we focus on the mitzvah of Kiddushin Nisuin, maybe what we're really asking is, how can she be obligated in Kiddushin Nisuin? After all, she's not Mechuyeves, but Piri Yavaribya. And Piri Yavaribya is a shiur. It's a way of gauging, the chi of Ishus too, because these are connected. Then the answer in all the... I just don't know whether the Rishonim are really saying that. It doesn't sound like they're saying it, but I wouldn't dismiss it. If you wanted to work it in, what we'd be saying is, she's not excluded from Piri Yavaribya. She's just not mechuyev technically in this prat, as a specific mitzvah for various reasons. She can't take the initiative, drachei hadarchei noam, or some mysterious idea. But the fact that she is involved in the mitzvah is certainly sufficient for her to be included in the mitzvah of Kiddushin Nisuin. Now, I really think that that's the pshat in the Ran, in the Tshuva Saran.
Right, so I'm saying maybe it's more coherent in the Ran already.
Maybe. I'm trying to be, conservative with a small c. So I'm saying the normal way that the Ran is taken and the minimalist way to read it is that he is asking from Piri Yavaribya and answering Piri Yavaribya. What I'm trying to suggest is a more ambitious way to integrate this whole discussion is to say the question is from Kiddushin and Nisuin. Piri Yavaribya is the indicator for Kiddushin and Nisuin, and then the answer is yeah, but it's not an indicator here because she's not Mufka from Piri Yavaribya. Which is what you want to say in the Ran. I'm just trying to be, minimalist here. Right. So, yeah. But I do think my conviction is much stronger. I wouldn't dismiss it in these Rishonim, especially not in the Ran. My conviction is much stronger about the Tshuva Saran. But even then, it's not Mukhrach in the Tshuva Saran what I'm about to say either. Yeah.
Is it possible to say that perhaps the reason why
it's definitely possible, and I think some people do say it, but, why just because somebody has a more natural inclination, why does that mean that they're not mechuyev? I mean, why not there still, why can't there still be a chiyuv? I mean, you're taking a mesha chachma type approach, but instead of focusing on the drachel darchanoam, you're focusing on it in terms of being miutar. Could be. Definitely conceivable. I mean, it gets to the whole dam, discussion, I didn't mean that. specifically. The Rishonim talk about, you know, why why the Torah speaks about dam so much in terms of Isurim. And there are different views. One is, oh, there must be this tremendous cheshek for dam, so that's why we have to warn people against it. That's one view in Chazal. The other opposite view in Chazal is, look how the Torah, you know, is so accommodating to human beings. No one's interested in dam anyway. You know, who wants to eat dam? And yet, you know, you get so much extra credit, you know, for doing what comes natural. So it I wouldn't dismiss it, but it goes to that whole question, you know, which is like a meta mitzvah, you know, issue. It doesn't really matter to us here. I mean, it's interesting, but it ends up being very similar to what we're saying in the Mashiach Chavah. In terms of, you know, the contribution to our discussion. Yeah?
You say that the full expression of Mitzvah's Kedushin is Puru Revu, to the extent that if you're Putter from Puru Revu, you wouldn't be Chayiv also on Mitzvah's Kedushin.
If you're Putter, not if you can't do it, though.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Zkena or what I'm saying is it's a Kiyum, and somebody who's Mufka from it might be. I'm suggesting that you could have asked this question in such a way. In other words, you could have said, really, we know that this Gemara in Kiddushin is about Kiddushin and Nisuin. However, somebody who is excluded from Piri of Arabia, as opposed to somebody who cannot implement, I'm not saying that the Ishus is not possible if somebody Lamaisa, for physical reasons, can't have children. I'm saying that if somebody Alpidin doesn't have a Chiyuv, then maybe you would have thought, and even then I don't think that's Mokhruk to say. That's if that's what you're getting at in terms of like a Saris or Islandis or I'm very comfortable making that distinction. So let's talk about the Tshuvas HaRan for just a minute. So the Ran here, definitely in the Tshuva, and again, if you want to extrapolate from the Tshuva to the Parish on the Rif, which I think is what Ariel wants to do, although I don't know whether the Tshuvas HaRan inspires you or not. Did it? Or okay, even better, because then you came to it naturally. Now, you read the Ran al Arif naturally as Piri of Arivia, you know, being assessed in terms of its impact on the mitzvah of Kiddushin and Nesuvah.
Because once he says that she has a mitzvah of Piri of Arivia, so if you read Mikomakom Yishlam Mitzvah,
right, so I'm saying the mitzvah there might be mitzvah boyosa bishlucha. You're saying mitzvah means. Okay, great. I prefer that reading. I'm just trying to be, you know, I wouldn't say humble, but I'm trying to be cautious, right? I'm trying to take like a page from Ellie's book, you know.
Humility
and caution.
Take this humble guy and ran.
Right? And also honest, right? You have to tell the truth, whatever it is. So the Tshuvas HaRan. Anybody have the Ran open? What was the issue that the Ran, Avi, what was the issue that the Ran discusses? The Tshuvas HaRan.
Yeah.
How does it come up?
In some case where a woman took advantage of herself, couldn't get married unless somebody else agreed to it.
Yeah, some relative. Can you imagine that? No, she's putting her happiness in the hands of some relative.
And it's Reuven.
And not even her father or the Rebbe or anybody. Reuven.
Yeah.
Just some random Reuven. No, not random. I mean, he's a random relative, Reuven. Yeah. So, right? Almana achas she'osra Yisrael. She should know better, but she'osra Yisrael nafsha shelotinase l'shum adam bilti rishus v'ratzon Reuven krova. Unless, like, Reuven is this master. I don't know. Shadchen, like this insightful. You know, I don't know. Anyways. It seems like Reuven might be a bit of an extortionist, according to the, you know, or at least there's some suspicion he might be a bit of an extortionist. So, So the question, what's the halachic question, Avi? Now she found the man of her dreams.
Yeah. So can she get married even without Reuven?
Correct. And there's like a double, there are two elements to this, right? One is maybe she doesn't even need Hafara, because either, you know, even though it's a neder like this, maybe it doesn't need Hafara if it's keneged a mitzvah. Maybe it's like nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Wow. Right? Or, no, we don't go that far. But if it's l'shem mitzvah, at least it can be hafara, even though it's a neder shehuda barabin. Right? That's the question. So obviously, our antennae are very supercharged and active, right? Because we want to see how this all ends. First of all, we care very deeply about... Oh, it doesn't say her name. We care about this almana. Right? We care about all almanas. We care about all Jews. So we care about her deeply. We want her happiness, right? So we care what happens. But in addition to that, right, we also care because this is going to be perhaps a way of gauging, you know, whether there's a mitzvah for the woman or not. So, okay, mitzvah v'yosar b'bishlucho, right? Now the question of, you know, nidrei mitzvah. Now, does it have to be the same criteria? Not necessarily, but certainly it belongs to the same discussion, right? So we're trying to... What about nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah? Right? So there are really two issues. For nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah purposes and for nidrei mitzvah, which are nitan lahafara, we want to know, is this a mitzvah or not? Okay. So what does the Ran say? Different formulations. Shema tomar ha-kaimel an-hasam de l'dvar mitzvah yesh lahafara v'hocha l'dvar mitzvah hu. Milalach didvar mitzvah huzeh ha'issa l'mifkada piri of arivya. Same question. How can it be a dvar mitzvah? She doesn't have a chiyuv piri of arivya. Right? But what I'm suggesting is we can read this in one of two ways. Namely, the only mitzvah that is shayach is a mitzvah piri of arivya, and she doesn't have it, and that's how to read the Ran. Or she doesn't have a mitzvah to get married because she doesn't have a mitzvah piri of arivya. Right? If she doesn't have one, she's not going to have the other because of this keshe. Ba'ot, shafilu yeh dvar mitzvah, right? Now he's, oh, okay. What do you mean, afilu yeh dvar mitzvah? We certainly know that she doesn't have piri of arivya. So in that line, I mean, that's a gemara in Yevamos. So when it says, oh, shafilu yeh dvar mitzvah, it sounds like, this is one of the reasons, I think, that the Ran here in the Tshuva is considering the possibility of the mitzvah of Kiddushin v'nisuin, not the mitzvah of piri of arivya. Okay. Just like you're saying, you know, maybe there's no kiddushin v'nisuin. The haraya, she's mufka from piri of arivya. If she's out of that parsha, is it conceivable she has a chiyuv, the other mitzvah, kiddushin v'nisuin? Aval yesh ladun lahakel, okay, that, I'm just skipping lines, important lines. Lefi she'ein safek shezed dvar mitzvahu, the haraya, from the Gemara at the beginning of Aish Mekadesh, Aisha Miskadesh is Bo Bishlucha. Or Rav Yosef Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucha. He's assuming that whatever is good for Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucha is good enough for Nidre, right, Mitzvah Le'inin Afara. Which, again, you could argue, but it's still a good default bet, right? Alma Kisha Isha Miskadeshes Dvar Mitzvahu. Again, once again, he's talking about clearly, even clearer than the one on the riff, right, Ariel? Right? This is definitely clearer.
The siyuah can't be from the time of the kiddushin.
What?
The siyuah can't be from the time of the kiddushin.
Well, I mean,
she has to be miskadeshes in order.
I'm just saying he's emphasizing miskadeshes, and he's not saying that the kiddushin is only siyuah. I'm not saying you can't interpret the other way. I'm just telling you what it sounds like to me. Kisha isha miskadesh is dvar mitzvahu. Ule dvar mitzvah, afilu hudra al das razum yesh lafara. Ule fikach medidon zen, ruvein zen ma'agen uma'anes ha'isha. That's what I'm saying. Ruvein, you know, he might be a good psychologist, but, you know, it seems like, you know, we're not so happy with him. Ad she tirtsenu biritzi kesef? For shame, Ruvein. Right? Who osa shaloka hogan? Bimhi lo timatze ben zug hagun kazer. We're going to get to that in a second. She ruach hamakom noche menu. Very beautiful formulations, right? Not anybody, the right person that the Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, has respect for. Im titen leruvein mau rotze, right? Var mitzvah huzeh, right? So this is the question. So now the formulations come a little bit in the later one. Simon Lamed Beis, Amnam, just one second. Matzasi b'tshuva shela l'rav don. The Amar afagav the kaimel issa lo mifkada piri of arivya. Omra ni dafilo hachi isla mitzvah. Okay. So what does that mean? Afapi de'ena mitzuva v'yosa. So is that piri of arivya? Again, is that like the line in the Shita L'Nodalami? Does this mean that the Shita L'Nodalami was written by Rav Dan? No. Afagav de'ena mitzuva v'yosa, v'kiven de'isla nami mitzvah kala, with a kuf, not with a kaf, not that she's the kala, right? A mitzvah, what does it mean, a mitzvah kala? Meaning what? A kiyum mitzvah b'lichiyuv mitzvah? Of period of Rivia? Or of Kedushin? Nira lahatira afil al das rabim. Then he goes, you're not going to go the other, afil al das rabim ein lafar la bedvar rishus, avil dvar mitzvah afil batera labai, uba'osa tshuva atzma chole karav rabiontav, that's the Ritva, b'meshe kasav avil dvar mitzvah hatera labai, dvadei davar nela mimeni v'lo uchal havin, v'yadua, I'm skipping, kizu ein ala mitzvah lehinasei, ad shenomar she'ein shvuasa chala levatel samitzvah. So what is the Ritva saying? That there's no mitzvah nisuin, even though there may be a kiyum of piri of Arivia, or that there's no chiyuv nisuin? It's not in her hands anyway, but there's a kiyum of nisuin. Very hard to say. But definitely the larger impression that you get is that the piri of Arivia here is a contributing factor. Tshuva. Ani eini kedai lachriya bin arabanim. Okay. Be'emes tshuvas arav rabdan asher iskarto hi nifleis b'einai, in the sense of, you know, ki pale mimcha davar, right? V'teimani pe kadosh shemuchzakani bo shirbaki b'chedrei haTorah echamar dvar malalu shein sofek shadavar bar d'chi amrinu d'var mitzvah yesh afar labo lomer shein neder mutar me'elav el desagile b'afara v'afara b'yaboy. Okay, fine. But then amnam dati maskemes mesher kosav rav rabdan, the other point, the afagav d'kaimon d'issa l'mifkada piri v'rivya mikamoko mitzvah ka'avda kishehi miskadeshes v'niseis. Again, the mitzvah of Puri of Arivia, or the mitzvah, what he's saying exactly is, there's no Puri of Arivia, but Kiddushin v'nisuin is the mitzvah, even though there's no Puri of Arivia, formally. V'raya l'davar, from Ish Mekadesh, v'zu raya brura sha'isha kishim miskadeshes, mitzvah ka'avda, right? What, Puri of Arivia? Sounds like Kiddushin v'nisuin. The gamar av Rav Yontif, ein achole kalzeh, it's not nishba levatel as a mitzvah, where the shvua is not chal. It's not that kind of a mitzvah. But lo balomar ela she'ein mitzvah zu miforeshes kol kach. Right? Can he be talking about period of Arivia? Sounds like he's talking about kiddushin. Right? It says ki yikach ish isha. Shalotia shvua chala aleha shadin kain, who shakol him mitzuva mefurash minatorin shvua chalavata. This, of course, is a day in the Rishonim. I don't want to get into this right now, but you know, this is something called nishba levatal samitzvah. Person makes a shvua not to do dinei Torah, and it's not chal because you know, it's against dinei Torah. So there are Rishonim who are of the opinion that there's a difference between a mitzvah mefurashes batorah and something that's learned out from a drasha. Similarly, nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah. That's the famous Ran. The Ran in the Darim says, about what? Yeah, exactly. Excellent. So, good bekiyas. So, we'll put you in charge of the Darim now. So, the Gemara says in the Darim that, you know, it seems to say that he potter nafshe b'kriya shma shachas v'arvis. So, if he makes a neder that he's going to learn mesechta zu, you know, neder gadol nadar l'lokei Yisrael, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The mitzvah of Yomedu. So the Ran says, it's true, the mitzvah to learn and to learn maximally is minat Torah. But it's learned out of a drasha, and the din of ein shvua chala al shvua, right, nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah, is only if something is mefurish b'Torah. Not everybody agrees with that, Ran. Some people say that that's a pshat in the Ran. The Ran says that, seems to say, that chatzishir, there's no nishba l'kayim or levatal samitzvah in chatzishir. So some of the nosei kelim say, because it's not mefurash b'Torah. Right? I think there's another explanation, but whatever. So the Ran is saying for the Ritva here that this is not mefurash b'Torah, so there's no nishba levatal samitzvah, but it is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? It doesn't sound like period of Rivia alone, it sounds like the mitzvah of Kiddushin v'Nisuin. She'ein mitzvah zumu furash is kol kach, okay? And then he concludes, Ratzalomar she'ein mitzvas nisuin zu shal isha kedai shelo teishvu achal levatala. Aval lo baharav lomar shelo teha isha osa mitzvah kishehi miskadeshes finises. Right? So if you ask me, the overwhelming impression from the Ran is that the Puri of Arivia, I'm not even sure if she's Bechal Puri of Arivia at all. It could be the question is, she's not Bechal Puri of Arivia, so of course she's not Bechal Ishas. And the answer is, she is. Probably also because the reason that she's not Bechal Puri of Arivia is not because she's Mufka, but because she's just not Mitzuva for one of these reasons. Just one more second and I'll take all the questions. Let me just finish up. Two more points of the Ran. Now the Ran in Simen Nunhei says, again, the same issue. B'kidushe isha tzad mitzvah yesh ba. So yes, again, he's playing with it. I mean, the formulation. It's hard to know how to say this. It's not mefurash, but it's a mitzvah. Right? Tzad mitzvah yesh ba. Mitzvah kala. Eina mitzvah gemura. Right? U'kemoshe shamas mipi v'ray ledavar from ha'ish mekadesh. Afilohachi mitzvah gemura leka. Kivan de is a solo mifkada peri verivia. So that's where he gets back to it. He's not saying the question was based on a totally, you know, wrong assumption, and there's no connection between these two things. They have nothing to do with each other. What he's saying is, inochanami, the fact that she's not peri verivia formally means that she's not fully in this mitzvah either. But that just means she's not gemura, but she is, right? Kala, with a kuf. And slash, you know, tzadba, you know, enum mefareshes, but etc. And then finally, one other very critical point. It's going to make Ellie happy, maybe. Shema yomar ha'adam loki alfa bishalayasa osozug ozazivug asher tzadave glacher. Like Ruvain's saying, well, I'm not a bad guy, you know. I'll let her marry the highest bidder, you know, and marry somebody else. Eina davar kein, listen to this. Sheikar mitzvahs nisue isha, hu ba'osa shehi chafetza bo, hu kedamrin mereish perik ho'ish mekadesh. Osa lodim shekadesh es bito kashiktana chetagda v'tomer b'ploni anirotza. Now this is very fascinating. So first again, had the mitzvah been piri of arivia, right, procreation, right, it would be much more difficult to say this, right, that it's only, you know, contingent upon, you know, Misha Hagunba, if the mitzvah that we're talking about, which is informed by Piri of Arivia, and then also splashes over and impacts on Piri of Arivia too, is the mitzvah of Kiddushin v'nisuin, v'davak b'ishto, and so on, that ikar mitzvahs nisue isha ba'osa shehi chafetza bo, then of course, this makes a great deal of sense. So this supports what we're saying. The reason I said that Ellie might be happy, is that there's another element here, and that is, listen to the raya that the Ran brings to the fact that there's a mitzvah, ikar mitzvahs nisuei ishas b'mishehi chafetzavo. Right? But this, if this gets out, it could like totally destroy the whole shidduch industry. Right? Except for Y.U. Connects, which, you know, has already integrated this Tshuvas Haran into its whole orientation. Thank you. So, the raya that mitzvahs nisuei isha is only bosa shi chafetzabo is also ladam shi kadosh is bito kashi ktan ad chetagdil. What's the problem with that, Ellie? That the pashtus is that's a problem of v'haftal reyacha kamocha. Right, shelo tizgan al bala. So that is a yesod in the ikar mitzvahs nisuei isha. But the way the Ran should have formulated it to be accurate would be to say that really the mitzvah, whether it's piri of arivia or kiddushin, is an objective mitzvah. You know, fill in the blank. And this, we're even talking about the isha, notwithstanding, and we'll talk about it another time. Tav lemetav tandu melemesav armalo, which means not that, you know, she'll take any person, but she has, let's say, a more open-minded view of, you know, of what a proper mate, you know, can or should be. But whatever. We'll leave that for another time. But the point is, if the problem is an extraneous, it's a hilchos deos problem, or to use the Rambam's terminology, hilchos, you know, a velos problem, So that has anything to do with the with the mitzvah of Nisuin or Piri Maribya? Ah. So once again, this Ran seems to be telling us, and there's a lot of other evidence for this as well. Again, the Sfarnu is very, very big. Sfarnu, like every time he speaks from the beginning of Bereshis till the end of Vezosa Bracha. On Isha's matters, he always throws in, you know, getting married to an Isha, you know, to an Ish Hagun and an Isha Hagunala. Again, these are extraneous elements, or these are part of the Yesod of what Kiddushin and Nisuin is supposed to be. Right? So I already mentioned that the Rambam, right, integrates Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo B'Shlucha Yishim Skadesh Bo B'Shlucha. I think he's doing it as a Kavod Halacha, and he integrates V'Yahavta Lo'Yacha Kamocha in all of that. And then we asked, well, V'Yahavta Lo'Yacha Kamocha is a Din Hilchos Avelos. So how can the Rambam... I was suggesting two different formulations to explain that while there is a universal rule of V'Yahavta Lo'Yacha Kamocha, this particular application, right, is also a Din in the Yishus. And it's in the context of the Yishus, it has a different meaning, right? That's the pshat in lo yintzachein, isha noah himena, kalu noah the chasuda. All of these things, all the things that we do, right, to increase the likelihood that this marriage will be mutually affectionate and respectful, and therefore contribute to a davar shebekdusha, right, enhance these universal dinim. I think that's what the Ran is saying here as well. So the reason I said that Eli would be happy, in addition to the fact that I assume he'd appreciate an interesting Ran, is because he brought to my attention an interesting exchange, which I haven't had a chance to check out, between the Noda Behuda and his son?
And his cousin. Yeah.
I mean, his son-in-law. Yeah, sorry. Okay, even better, right? So the Noda Behuda happens to be of the opinion, as you know, we Einch Lech Dvaravim, but there are 2 days in Tosis in Bav Metzia, whether or not the Shlichus is Poka, in a case of Ein Shlich HaDvar HaVeiro, the Shlichus is Chal, but it's an issue in the Onshin. Okay. So the Noda Behuda happens to be very big, Eli, on?
He thinks that it's not Chal.
Shlichus is Poka. And there are some very famous tshuvas of the Noda Behuda, Get of Cleves, a few other of those, where one of his tzedadim is, it's Shlich HaDvar HaVeiro, and the Shlichus shouldn't be Chal, and so on. So Noda Behuda was very adamant that the psak should be according to the view that ein shlich dvar meira means that the shlichus is not chal. So that I know from the Noda Behuda. What I didn't see is this exchange, so I'll let Eli take it from here, and that is that the son-in-law apparently said to the Noda Behuda, you'll tell me if I'm saying it right, can't you bring a raya from the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak that's not the case, because we prefer, right, ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shlucho, and we prefer because of the Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, right? But it seems like the Kiddushin would be Chal, if not, correct? That's the Raya? So that's what the Noda Behuda's son-in-law, I don't know whether he said this to him when he was just a prospective son-in-law, or he was already, too late. So, I don't know. But that sounds like a good question, right? So the Noda Behuda apparently answered him, Eli. That the Yahavta Lo'Yacha Kamocha there is nothing to do with the Kiddushin. Yeah, well, he didn't say licked, right? He said it's not a din in the Kiddushin, but he was a prod man, So, it's an extraneous halacha of the Yahavta Lo'Yacha Kamocha. So the din of Ein Shlich Advar, the Shlichus is Shlichus on Kiddushin, right? The Avera here is in the Yahavta Lo'Yacha Kamocha, so that's not going to torpedo the shlichus, which is also an interesting point. But that's a very interesting exchange, because what I was saying in the Rambam was, which is why I brought it to my attention, that it really integrates into the... It's true that it's based on a universal principle, but it's adapted, right, and becomes integrated into the ishus itself, correct? So I think that this Ran, the Rambam, and the son-in-law, right, end up holding that way, whereas the Noda Behuda, in that respect, does not. Okay, so that is the presentation. There were a bunch of questions I'm going to take quickly before we move to the next point. Yeah.
What
I'm just wondering if you can put the Ron as kind of trying to give an answer to the Rosh. Now, if he would read the Gemara.
Say that again?
I was wondering if you can use the Ron to just, you know, instead of making it the mitzvah of Kiddushin itself, make it more in terms of an answer to the Rosh. That the whole mitzvah is Purdu, but Kiddushin now becomes a heavenly mitzvah.
Well, I don't think the Ron holds that way. I mean, he doesn't hold that way in Ksuvos when he talks about, you know, the Ron has to, adopts the Ramban's view, which is that Birchas Eirusin is not a. Again, it's hard to know whether Ksuvos and Kiddushin are the same, but I'm just saying from what we know, the Ron in Ksuvos, he does take the view that Birchas. Eirusin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it might be a Birchas Shevach Vahodah, but not because Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah, but because Kiddushin is, you know, Tchilas Nesuin. So he doesn't take the view that there is no mitzvah. He just takes the view that on this particular mitzvah we make a Birchas Shevach. So assuming that that is the case, and I also don't, I think the Rosh is very mechudash. I don't think it's the majority view. I mean, it's definitely not the majority view in Moni HaMitzvos. The Ron knew the Rambam, and that the Rambam counted as a mitzvah. So my inclination is not to think that he's radically reading like the Rosh. I also think the Tshuva doesn't read that way, that well at, way at all. So even if you're not as convinced as Ariel is about the Ron al-Arif, I still think, yeah.
When the Ron uses formulations like Yesh, Tzad Mitzvah, and then he says...
I think he's just really playing with the. He's really struggling to find the right way to say this. To say that she's not mitzuva in Piria Verivia Lagamri, and maybe she's not fully mitzuva, you know, in a kumbase way in the Kiddushin and Nesuin either. I'm not sure about that part. But she has. She's not mufka from it, and she is. You know, it's a mitzvah ka. He has like three or four different. That's. It's a great. It's a classic sign. Think of your own. You know, struggles. You know, when you're trying to, you know, to be more precise, and you're looking for exact. You're trying to say something complex, you know, and you're just looking. You're playing with the different ways to say it to be as precise. You don't want to be complex, but you want to be accurate. And something falls, you know, in between. Just like Moshe the Mado Verdome, right? The Tashbates and the others looking for Mishalim. You know, oh, it's like Kisei Adam. It's like, you know, Milo Priya. It's so true, when Rishonim start exchanging in their own works, you know, different formulations, it's totally understandable. It's just very natural that they're looking to say something subtle here. They are. I mean, the question is based on an absolute. Women don't have period of Rivia. Boom. There's no Baal Yosef B'Shlucha. Either because the only thing we're talking about is period of Rivia, or because period of Rivia should be a sine qua non for the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Either way, right, that's an absolute statement. And we're saying you're right. We're not rejecting the assumption that Piri of Arivia applies to, you know, equally to women, because that's against the Gemara and Yavamas. So we're trying to say something subtle, right? Something subtle only within Piri of Arivia, or something subtle also, you know, about, and maybe even only about mitzvahs Kiddushin Nisuin. That we're not sure. We don't have enough. It's hard. It's hard to read it, right? But if you're going to do that, so. Kal and Chamor and Mefurash, you know, Midrashe, Yesh Tzad, Misayeya, you know, Mitzuva Viosa, all these things are going to come in. You know, Lo Mufka, but Lo Mechuyev, that's what they're all struggling with. What? I think so. I mean, there might be, you know, different, they might be different. It's hard to know. But I'm saying it's not Tamua. You know, why we're getting so many formulations. We're getting so many formulations because they're trying to say something very adin. You know, and, you know, you always want to improve on that or get as accurate as you can. It's easy to say clear-cut black and white things. You know, it's much more difficult to say, you know, something that's more subtle. Yeah?
Very similar to what I was saying. The Gemara that we did at Beitz at the beginning.
The Gemara?
In Beitza,
our Gemara in Beitza about Isha Banim.
Yeah.
Good, so I wanted to get to
and
that.
And the Rashi there says specifically, he says that it's Kruven L'Mitzvah, and he says as opposed to other things which are Mitzvah Gemura.
Yeah.
So.
And Rashi there also says Piri Verivia. So.
I'm saying, but even at the beginning, when he's talking about the Rishus, when you talk about the status of someone who maybe isn't Shaykh and Pur Vu, I mean, we find out later on in the Gemara that. The case the mission was talking about is not having poor votes.
Right.
That would apply to the issue. It would be this rishus or this
karav l'mitzvah than Rashi.
So why? What do you mean karav l'mitzvah? You're saying why is he?
I'm saying it's like this.
Why is he hedging? Rashi knows how to write. He knows how to be decisive.
Yeah.
The answer is because they're trying to say something very subtle. 100%. Very good. Okay, but now that you brought up that Gemara Beitza, so I want to get back to that point as well, because that's really one of the things I wanted to say about Beitza, and I think again that Isaac, I think that's what you wanted to say about Beitza too, correct or not? Yeah. So the Gemara in Beitza, starts off again, Mishum Rishus, Mishum Mitzvah, and then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Erchin and Makdishin, those are mitzvahs, but Kiddushin's not a mitzvah. How could that be? Right? And then the Gemara says, and you're correctly pointing out the language of Rashi, and then the Gemara says, B'yeshal isho ban. So Rashi there happens to say period of Arivya, and the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says period of Arivya. I was bothered by why the Rambam should say period of Arivya, since he's the Rishon who holds Kiddushin and so on, and I made a suggestion that that's because there it's about pressure and counter-pressure, the urgency of doing it now, and that, of course, is period of Arivya, because the Rambam's mitzvah is the Derech HaKiddush. I'm totally comfortable with that. But what I want to say is, there are two points in Beitza. Number one, is there a way to read Beitza without referring to period of Arivya and focusing on the mitzvah of Kiddushin v'nisuin? A. And B, one of the benefits of that would be, right, what does Isha have to do with period of Arivya? And does Bunim fully capture period of Arivya? Right? Because let's say you need a Ben and a Bas. Doesn't mean, the ones, whatever they are. Could be. I'm not discounting. Again, Rashi does say period of Arivya. The Rambam says period. Pirshu Rishai says period of Arivya. So that is certainly on the Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim list. I'm just saying, is there another way to read the Gemara in Beitza? But I think that the answer, if we take the view that period of Arivya's relationship, even if there are two different mitzvahs, but there is an overlap, and maybe in one or the other, or I think in both directions. Namely, Piri Veriv is a Kiyam in the Ishus, and the Ishus is a proper framework and a Kiyam for Piri Verivya. So then to say, B'yeshla Isho Banim, that if that affects, the Kumba Asay mitzvah, that becomes very, that becomes a very compelling thing to say. Okay. So moving back, for a moment into this, I think this really is Shitas HaRambam. Why do I say that? So again, I think I mentioned already the language of the Koteret, right? What's the language of the Koteret?
Lifros
velirbos
mimeno.
Right, so what does... And that's number four. Remember, mitzvah number one was the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Right? Lisa Isha Biksuva the Kiddushin, which we've discussed. Then comes the Isur of Kadesha, right? And then comes the fourth one is Pir of Arivya. So it's Lifros Velirvos, what's the Mimena? Right? That's the Rambam's subtle way of telling you that Pir of Arivya. Now does the Rambam think that you're not the kind Pir of Arivya outside of Ishas? That's factually not correct. I mean the Rush is right about that. But maybe the Rambam is telling you either that it's the ideal, the ultimate kiyum is of course tocha yishus. Why? Because you're not going to violate some isur in the process. Maybe, but what I'm suggesting is no, it's not a coincidence. It's because the period of Arivya itself is enhanced by the mimena. That's what I really think is going on in the Rambam. So it's very good that the Netziv, also, not based on the Koteret, I have to say, but based on Perek Tes Vav of Hasishus, came to the similar conclusion. Yeah, Moshe.
How is Pir Arivya enhanced by Kiddushin? What way?
How is Pir Arivya? Meaning the idea of Pir Arivya, I'm suggesting, is minimally to procreate and to, increase the population of the world. But that the quality of who those people are and what kind of values they have, the framework in which period of Arivya takes place, is significant.
Isn't it not accomplished once the kids are born? Isn't it accomplished when the kids are born and therefore it shouldn't matter?
Right, but I'm saying if you bring children into a a kedusha relationship, right, then the quality of the children is likely to be. Again, I'm not talking about specific individuals, right? I'm talking about a structural point, and that is that the framework within which children come into the world surely impacts the nature of their participation in the world and their contribution to the world. Right? I'm not saying you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivia until they go finish smicha, they win a Nobel Prize. I'm not going that far. There are a lot of indications that Piri V'Rivia is about a certain quality of person that you produce, or that's a kiyum in Piri V'Rivia. I think that begins with the framework of lifros v'lirvos mimena. That's what I'm suggesting. I'm also saying in the other way that the ishos, which includes the potential and also the reality of Piri V'Rivia, is a different level of ishos. I'm suggesting both things. But yeah.
Along the lines of Moshe's questions, to answer what he's saying, similar to what Rebbe's saying with the Sefer Abatim, one of his concerns with Piri Yesh Kedusha was the concern that the son isn't going to have a father, not going to have a Mishpacha.
Right, correct. Very good. We'll talk about Sefer Abatim's language in general, but yeah, 100%. So let's, yeah.
So just back to the ration of the Beats, one second.
Yeah.
So I just think his last one is it really came towards, more like he really got such as this idea that the Nisuin with the intention of Peru is a different Nisuin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even better? Oh, yes, it's Shanose Yisha.
So the emphasis is on the Nisuin with the intention of the group.
Okay. I, as I say, I abide. I'm, like what I said to Ariella, I don't want to impose that on Rashi, but I believe in it. So I think it makes a lot of sense. It's a good point. Okay. So what is Tes Vav Aleph and Beis in the Rambam? Anybody got a chance to see the Nitziv? First of all, we should note that the Nitziv, his big piece, he makes reference to this also in his Maromei Sadeh, but his bigger piece is in his discussion of the Shiltos. Did you see it, Moshe? What?
Yeah.
What does he say there? The Shiltos. What does the Shiltos say?
The Shiltos said there's a mitzvah to get married.
The Shiltos really connects these two clearly together, right? Shilta, the Mechayv and the Beis Yisrael, the Minsevei Nashi Ve'oludei Bani Umeesik the Piri of Arivia. It's all one. It sounds like it's all one one issue. So the Nitziv on that says Bia Rabenu the Ikar Mitzvahs Piri of Arivia who al Yedei Kiddushin V'Chupa Derech Nisuei Isha Velo Kamosha Kosav Arash Ksuves and so on. But again, you can disagree with the Rush and simply say these are two independent mitzvahs. What he's adding without too much fanfare, but he should have given himself more fanfare, is the idea that these are interconnected. They're independent mitzvos. You might be able to accomplish them independently, but when you put them together, each one is, or at least one is enhancing the other. Maybe both are enhancing each other. So what's his raya from the Rambam? Did you see in Tesvav? Go ahead.
In the first halacha, he says that a person should do peruvu when he has a shasta of time his chiyuv ona with his wife.
His chiyuv ona, right, is he should continue with the ona until he's mechayim the piri of arivia. So that is just an interesting formulation. What's the problem with that?
Where do you get that from?
Why not just say you have a mitzvah piri of arivia, so you should try to produce children, even shalobashas ona, right? It sounds like ona, which is a din in the ishus, right, is regulating Piri of Arivia. That's number one. And what's halacha base? Ha'ish mitzuva al Piri of Arivia, v'lo ha'isha, me'emesai ha'ish niskai b'mitzvah zumi ben yud zayin. V'kimin sh'avru yuchaf shana, v'lo nasa isha reza over mevatel mitzvas asei. So what's interesting about that?
He's comparing the chiyuv to get married with the chiyuv peruvu.
The Gemara says about the chiyuv to get married that, Shmonasa l'chuppa, or Yud Zayin, or Chav, all these dates in the Gemara are connected to getting married. The Rambam formulates them in terms of Piri of Arivia, which is strange. Not impossible to explain otherwise. You say, that's how he understood the Gemara. But the Nitziv says, no, what he really means is that these two are one. They merge into one. The Rambam has a line in Shemona Prakim which also seems to connect period of Arivia and Kiddushin. I think the Ran quotes part of it. The Kiddush Aran in Moed Katan, Yud Ches Amud Beis, has a line, we quotes from the Rambam also, I think not exactly the way he says in Shemona Parkim, but very close. Lefisha Nisue Isha, Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torahu, V'nitztaveinu B'Piriyo V'Rivya Al Yedei Kiddushin V'Chuppah. That's just like Lifros V'Lirbos. Bah. So what's also fascinating is, what is the Rambam's view about the mitzvah of Kiddushin Kodim L'Nisuin? Does that apply only to him or also to her? Meaning, getting back to mitzvah bo, mitzvah ba. Yeah?
It's tied into Pururuth, you have to do both of them.
Again?
It's tied into the eventual Pururuth.
Well, not, if it's tried to peer review, then it should be only him, because the Gemara says in Yavamos that she's not Mechuyah.
Saying that Pururuth kind of treat the...
Unless you start saying what all the Rishonim say in Kiddushin. But what's the Rambam's view of Pururuth? Pururuth. Does he hedge on that? In terms of her?
No.
Not at all. I mean, the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos, Reish, Yud. Was it Reish, Yud, Beis? Or is it Reish, Yud, Beis? He should Sivanu Lifros V'Lirvos, U'Lechavim L'Kiyum Amin. And then it concludes, U'Mitzvah Zu Eina Nashim Chayavos Ba, U'Bibiram Rishama Ish Mitzvah Piriyav Rivya V'Loa Isha. And of course, he's explicit about this in Yad HaZakah as well. I mean, the Rambam doesn't have any of the, you know, Shitolon Odoli Mi'iri Ran Shuvasaran, any of those, like, you know, qualifications do not appear. I'm not sure that he disagrees with them, but there's no evidence of them. And if the Rambam read this Sugya of Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucha in terms of Isha, you know, in terms of Kiddushim V'Nisuin, he may not even have had to relate to the question unless you take our view, which is that there's still a connection. Okay. But what's his view about the Kiddushin and Nisuin? Ah. Does it apply to her or not? Well, he says, Hishet Sivanu, live all, the Kiddushin v'lasas dover biyada isha v'shar b'biyah. Sounds like he's addressing the man. The mitzvah certainly is ki ikach ish isha. But he doesn't say in the end that it only applies to him and not to her, which he says in the previous mitzvah about Piri v'ribya. However, I think I told you to look at this, no? The Sefer Mitzvahs in the end? In the end of the Mitzvah Saseh, the Rambam counts up what applies only to the men and what applies only to the women. He has this whole thing about, you know, I guess you have to do the numbers also, but I never have the stomach for that. So, Elu Shishim Mitzvos, which are Chiyuvim, and then he counts them, and then he talks about, which ones apply... which ones apply to men, which one applies to women. He tells you number this, number that, number the next thing. Okay. Then, you know, there are 46 that apply to women and 14 that don't, and there's some like remez for that. Okay. Anyways, you can look at the Rambam. What I really want to convey is that when it comes to resh, yud, base, the Rambam says Hamatsayim u'shtei masrei, v'zos Hamatsayim u'shtei masrei. I'm not quite. Ein anashim chayavos ba. And then comes v'hamatsayim u'shlosh asrei. Period. And then v'hamatsayim v'arba asrei, v'zos Hamatsayim v'arba asrei. Miuchedes bizcharin. So there seem to be two girsos in the kisveyad of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, whether that was like a comma. In other words, number 213 and number 214 do not. 214 is what, by the way? Anybody know? Naki Elabeso, right? The Simach Hashishto. That's his obligation. So Isram saying 212, period of Arabia, women are not chayavos. 213, 214, only men. Which is an interesting different emphasis anyway. But anyway, you know, same result, but maybe it's a different point. Maybe this is his chiyuv, rather, not so much that she's, you know, ptura, but, okay. Meaning he's the initiator, and therefore whatever. Okay. Is that what the Rambam's saying? Or are we supposed to read it like 212, women are pturos, 213, right? That's like, you know, one where... men and women, 214, only him. Okay, so if you look in the Frankel, in the Tziyunim here, this is our different Hareshut Gimel, right? One Ksav Yad has it, Achrei Tof Hareshut Gimel, Nosaf, Ve'ein Anashim Chayavos Ba. That's an interesting question. So some of the Nosakeim say, well, if you're going to have the gear, if you think that it doesn't apply, so how come it doesn't say what it says about, how come it doesn't say, you know, the one right before it, the Rambam says, is Piri Varivya, and the Rambam says it doesn't apply to women. Then comes the one of Kiddushin, and it doesn't say anything. So if you assume, and it doesn't sound like it applies to women, so why doesn't he say it? Right? So I think that there could be two answers to that question. One could be, you know, just like, you know, Naki Elabeso doesn't say it in the body, he only says it later. And maybe that's because, again, Piri of Rivia, you know, she would have been a candidate, but she's excluded. Or there's good reason to think yes, but she's not. The other are initiative-oriented, the Sima Chasishto, V'Naki Elabeso. It's addressed Ki Kachi Shisha. It's not Kitila Kachi Shaleish. So it's just obvious. That might be one answer, according to this view. But there might be another answer. And that is that if she's a Mufka from Piri of Rivia, right, maybe she really is, you know, mufka from the chiyuv at least of nisuin. On the other hand, if she's mechuyev, which is the other girsa, then clearly we are demarcating between these things. Anyways, the Rambam's view in Tezvav Aleph, Tezvav Beis, Sefer Mitzvos, I'm sorry, Koteret, this quote, you know, from Shmona Prakim and the Ran, all of them definitely point to the overlap. This overlap is also very much captured by the Bach in the beginning of Evan Ezer. The tour begins Evan Ezer. You know, Yisbarach Shemo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shu Chafetz De Tov Briosav. See, last year we started with the beginning of the tour Choshem Mishpat, right? Such a halacha l'maisa orientation. Shu Chafetz De Tov Briosav. Sheyeda she'ein tov la'adam lios levado v'kein osalo ezer kenegdo v'od ki kavanas brias ha'adam kedei lifros v'lirvos v'zei yefshar b'lo ha'ezer v'kein sivol l'dabek be'ezer she'osalo v'kachayiv kol adam liso isha kedei lifros v'lirvos and so on. Kol shemineas l'kapiri v'rivya ki l'shofich damim. Okay, very interesting. These are the Gemara's in Yevamos. The Beis Yosef is bothered why he leaves some of the Midrashim out and he has some of the other ones. Okay. The Bach says, I don't understand this whole introduction. Ikel Medak. Le'eze tzorech hiktim hasheva chalaz b'tchilas chiburo. She'enze me'inyan achibur kilo bakim lipsok hurrah. Not a good brisker, you know, comment by the Bach. Like, what's all this, very nice, very spiritual, but this is a sefer halacha, so let's get down to it. Right? V'havle l'hatchil chayiv adam liso isha. Okay. The nira, the l'fia nisha nimsei miktsas b'nei adam, malin b'datam ha'mishubashos, kivin sholetovasi asa liyasa ezer, thank you, Rabbanu Sholem, but no thank you. Right? Lo tova yos adam levado, esa lo ezer kenegdo, in the enani chafetz b'tova zu iaf shiba, Kiladata Yosef Tovahu lo kishiyeshe below isha v'mamtzi lo ezer bera v'esasher nafsho kshura v'nafsho alkein lehotzi tozeh min alev amri yisbarach shemo shalai kodesh baruchu sheyeda she'ein tov kihu yisbarach hayodea mahu ha'ezer lo kemachshavos libo shal adam atoe bedato v'hamtzi lo ezer lertzono. That's number one. Okay. Good Basra Haskel. It just shows that even if you're a brisker, right, you have to, you know, you recognize that there's a time to integrate, you know, these, they're really halachic, not just, you know, midrashic. Okay. V'od, ki kavanas abriya, klomar, bal korchach ein pirish lo tova yasadam levado shalabahu yisbarach, ki im lehetiv la'adam lasos ezer belvad, v'sheyach alomar yef shiba. Dim kein lo yatzarech lasos b'tzuras isha, v'yelo lasos b'tzuras ish, kimoso. El debar kocho kavanaso yisale b'mesha bara adam zachar nekeva v'kara shemam adam, right? Lo haisa ela lekayim mitzvahs period beribyan. Shehi achas mitaryag mitzvos. U mitzvah zu I efshar below ezer. Shatasalahu yisbarach. Klomar. Al yala alev. Gam below nesuin. Efshar bikium period beribyan. Kishiasim nashim derech znus. Kize I efshar below ezer. Below yifrotz of lo aznus. Below yifrotz u shomer perik kabal yevento. Kol biyash ein ba pritza ein ela biyaznus. Kain sivo ledavek beezer sheyasalo ukamashu katsu rabbeinu b'haktamaso shelaze amar lo tov ayos adam levado klomar ein tov shehe adam mitbodeid ima isha kemo abehemos shehem bisbodedim vein in the kevos miyuchadim miyuchados sorry lischarim ela sheyasalo ezer shetem yuchedas lo v'davkabo ukamashu katsu v'davak beishto v'zadavka derech nisuin v'lo derech znus. Amar Abenu, the nimshach mikolzeh shelakach kayavadam lisa isha kedei lifros vilirvos. Basically, the Bach is saying exactly this idea, that these two dinim or two mitzvos are really integrated into one. That the framework of kiddushin v'nisuin is right a kiyum also in piria v'rivia. And as I say, I think there's evidence to say the opposite as well, that the Hayla Basar Echad is also a way of cementing further the Vidavak L'Ishto and the Ezer Kenegdo. So, somebody mentioned the Minchas Chinuch. We mentioned the Minchas Chinuch before, right? The Minchas Chinuch has a Safek. What about, are you Mekayim the Mitzvah, Piri Verivi, Alidei Holadas Mamzer? Right? And comes to the conclusion that probably you do, but he also notes that the Rambam never discusses it. He thinks the evidence is yes, and the Rambam omitted it, and it's something that surprised the Chinuch. So I wonder whether or not, in light of the Rambam Shita, it's possible to say that, again, certainly a child produced outside of a marriage, and we're right on the cusp of discussing, you know, Pilegesh and Kadesha, which fits right into all of this. There's no Chiyuv Piri Varivya. Is there also Kiyum Piri Varivya? Possibly. I think it could be a Mechalik between those two. The full Kiyum, you know, requires Lifros, Delirvos, but. But is it possible that a Mamzer, according to the Rambam, is even one notch worse? Because Mamzer isn't just a child out of wedlock, as we know. Mamzer is a child that is produced from a relationship of chayve krisus, the way we paskin, which by definition cannot ever, right? It's not a marriageable relationship. So is it possible that, you know, marriage is the ideal setting for period of rivia, and that's a kiyum? And outside of marriage, you're still, you know, don't have a chiyuv, or maybe there's even a lesser kiyum. But is it possible that a child produced in a context in which, by definition, there couldn't be a marriage, is that lower madrega? By which I mean not even a kiyum, if the others are a kiyum, or maybe even doesn't fulfill the chiyuv? Hard to know, but just something to think about. Similarly, just to note, just give me one more minute, that there are numerous discussions, right, of the overlap between period of Rivia and Nisuin, and especially Bia Rishona. Again, when we learned Tzuvas a couple years ago, those who were here will recall that we discussed, you know, extensively the, you know, different perspectives on what Bia Rishona is. Some, including the Shita Mekubetzes and the Sugya of Chas and Avel, Tzuvas of Dalaron Beis, think that Bia Rishona is a completion of the Nisuin. That's why Chas Navel, we say Bol Bilas Mitzvah Poresh, because we need to trigger the Regel Didei, his personal Yontif, which knocks out the you know, the Avelus. So you need you know, Bias Mitzvah. But others clearly think that Bias Mitzvah is something else, either Kiyum in the Ishus or somehow connected to Piri Rivia. But is it possible that Bia Rishona is both connected to Piri Varivya, even though it seems to make its appearance in the context of Nisuin, maybe for exactly this reason, because it's the interface between Piri Varivya and the Nisuin. It's Bahayu Labasar Echad and the Davak, you know, Beishta. So it's interesting to note, again, that the Rambam, this is an issue which affects numerous things. Number one, Chasan Avel, who has to be Bol Bilas Mitzvah Poresh, what's the urgency of doing that? Number two, the discussion in Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah of Tirdas Chasan when it comes to Kriyashma. That's the second issue. Number three, some sense of urgency of Bia Rishona on Shabbos, also Sugya in the first parak of Ksuvos. So is it possible in all these cases that these are Kiyum in the Ishus, but because of the potential of Piri Varivya? So it's interesting that the Rambam speaks about Tirdas Mitzvah, not in the context of Kiddushin V'Nisuin, which I wouldn't expect anyway, because he thinks that the mitzvah is really the kedimas erusin to the nisuin, but again in the context of Piri Varivya. Again, we talked about, you know, why there's no birchas erusin, you know, for bia according to the normal girsa in the Rishami, and the possibility that that's because of tirdas mitzvah, right? That's tirdas mitzvah on the ishus. So again, to the extent that all of these references are about Piri Varivya, and they seem to redefine things having to do with the Nisuin, we might once again have this overlap. That's certainly true with regard to the Din of Shasimcha Vimono and some of the themes of the Sheva Brachos, which are certainly kiyumim in the Nisuin, and yet which may relate to Piri Varivya. So again, the idea that Piri Varivya is an enhancement of the Ishus and the Ishus is an enhancement of the Piri Varivya, all of that works very well. The Orach HaShulchan in Simen Aleph also has a very strong formulation about Piri Varivya being, you know, essential to Nisuin itself. And I should add that the Netziv, and this is a bit strange, both in the Shiltos, Kuf Samachay, and in the Merome Sada, in the second parak, has a totally different reading of the Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Yud Ches. I don't know how this is justified as a reading of Moed Katan, but he understands when the Gemara says, Dilma Kambi Baile about Nisuin. So what the Gemara does seem to say is that maybe Nisuin, which is the mitzvah, is Asur B'Moed, is mutter, you might have thought would be mutter b'moed, but erusin, where there's no mitzvah, is not going to be mutter b'moed. That's what the Gemara says. The Netziv somehow reread it, and he attributes this to Avraham and Rambam as well, that, well, the Nisuin, which is about Piri Varivya, and therefore it's not just a mitzvah siachid, it's a mitzvah sibor, right? That's something which you might have thought could be doche b'moed. But the erusin, which is not about Piri Varivya, and therefore just focuses on the Chasan and Kala, nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, and it's just a mitzvah saseh shel yachid, that's not something which you should be doing to compete on the Moed. So again, I don't know how you read that in the Gemara in Moed Katan, but I do think it's another fascinating expression of this overlap between mitzvah saseh of Piri Varivya, I guess defining, in this case, Nisuin, transforming it into a kind of mitzvah derabim, etc. And I don't think that's so radical. I don't think that's a tikkuni zohar or anything like that. Okay, so we'll stop here. What I want to do, I'm sorry we didn't get further, but these were important issues, obviously. Oh, let me just mention one final makar before I stop. A parallel to all this. Rishonim discussed the question whether the Yavama, in a Yibum context, is also obligated in Yibum or only the Yava? And there's a famous, Tuvas HaRajba. Basically, you know, it's one of these, already from the early time of the Gaonim, there were all these, you know, early authorities weighing in on when we make brachos, when we don't, who's mechuyev, who's not, and so on. So you have a Tshuva the Rajba with one of these. So the suggestion that is put forward in a number of these makoros is that a Yavama is not mechuyebes, Biyibum, because she's not mechuyavas b'piriyah v'rivya. So the Aruch HaNeir just makes the obvious comment, which is Yibum is piriyah v'rivya, right? Yibum is lahakim, you know, la'achiv shame, or you know, to provide, you know, a zera and a continuity for the husband. You know, it's accomplished by being Rishona. You know, certainly it's not you know, measured by the Hagdaros of Piri Varivya. So what do the Rishona mean when they say that Yibama is not obligated in Piri Varivya, and therefore she's Ptura in the Yibam? And not everybody agrees, not with the reason or not even necessarily with the conclusion. But I think, once again, it's exactly this idea. Namely, it's the overlap of Piri Varivya, if it means a certain perspective on Ishus, namely, not just an existential bond, friends, you know, Reyem Ahuvim, you know, in a companionship sense, but people who are doing great things together, who are changing the world, who are bringing, you know, new lives into the world, you know, who are taking responsibility, the achrayus of Piri Varivya, and everything that goes along with it. So the idea that Yibama, the idea that the woman is not obligated to Piri Varivya, and therefore she's also not likely to have the same kind of achrayus to her, you know, her husband's legacy, or at least the parallel of that, may be exactly what is meant. Okay, what we still have to do very quickly is speak about Simcha Be'erusin. I gave you my take on how the Rambam reads Moed Katan. I just want to balance that for 5 minutes with, you know, a little bit of Shemi Kadmenu Acher, just to show you the other side. And also, we have to speak very quickly about Ben Noach in Erusin and in Gittin. That's the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Kedushin. And that leads right into the discussion of Pilegesh and Kadesh. Okay? That's right.
Why you make a third class? So I thought we should show it together. Yeah.